This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. A Pittsburgh jury says it's reached a decision on the sentence for the synagogue shooter. The choice is life in prison or the death penalty. The jury's back in court now, a decision soon. Robert Bowers shot and killed 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue back in 2018. An attorney for Donald Trump says the former president wants his day in court a day after his indictment in the federal investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Trump attorney John Lauro on CBS Mornings.
Everything that President Trump did was with the advice of lawyers and counsel. That's an absolute defense to a criminal case. Now, you may disagree about policy or disagree whether or not he made the right decision, but this is the first time that political speech has been criminalized.
CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The president's accused of knowingly spreading election lies to stop Congress from counting that electoral vote January 6th and of pressuring officials in 7 targeted states, each of which was won by President Biden.
It's Trump's third indictment. The possibility of a fourth looms in Georgia, a state where Trump urged an official to find votes. CBS's Nicole Killian's in Atlanta, where a prosecutor's been presenting evidence to a grand jury.
She could announce a decision sometime between this week and the middle of August. This is a time where she has asked judges not to schedule any trials. A lot of her staff is working remotely. Again, security has been increased around the courthouse, so they continue to move forward with the investigation here in Fulton County.
Fitch Ratings dings the U.S. credit rating, dropping it from AAA to AA+. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Being rated at AAA essentially means that investing in debt of the United States is considered to be risk-free because Uncle Sam continues to repay all monies owed to investors and to its citizens.
Here's a deal for some vacationers whose fun was cut short by flames. CBS's Elaine Collins.
Greece has promised a free week on roads next year for all tourists whose vacations were cut short by the wildfires on that island. Some 20,000 tourists and locals fled the flames in what officials say was the biggest evacuation ever undertaken in Greece.
Lizzo has been sued by 3 former dancers who accuse her of sexual harassment. One of them, Ariana Davis, says the singer and production company created a hostile work environment.
Nobody speaks up because they're so scared for their jobs. I was terrified for my job.
Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 264 points. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Cowboy boots. Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is at the center of the latest indictment against former President Donald Trump. Brittany Merlot reports.
A federal grand jury accuses Trump of organizing a conspiracy to steal the 2020 election. Trump's strategy hinged on 84 people in Wisconsin and 6 other states. The indictment says Trump conspired with others to create fake slates of electors to cast votes for Trump instead of Joe Biden, who won each of those states. The plan was called the Wisconsin Memo. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call won't say if he plans to conduct his own investigation into Wisconsin's electors. The indictment also says a Trump conspirator contacted an unnamed U.S. senator to deliver documents to the then Vice President Mike Pence. That senator was Wisconsin's Ron Johnson, who said he did not do what he asked. I'm Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
It's Janet Protasiewicz's first full day on the job. She took the oath of office yesterday as Wisconsin's newest Supreme Court justice.
We all want a Wisconsin where our freedoms are protected. We want a Wisconsin with a fair and impartial Supreme Court. We all want to live in communities that are safe. And we all want a Wisconsin where everyone is afforded equal justice under the law.
And the new liberal-leaning court appears to have its first case to consider. Law Forward is challenging Wisconsin's political maps. The left-leaning Madison law firm says Wisconsin's gerrymandered political boundaries are unconstitutional. Since the challenge is going directly to the Supreme Court, a ruling could be issued before next year's elections. The labor market in Wisconsin is tight in several sectors, and that's no different for Wisconsin's county jails. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
Staffing levels in Wisconsin jails are at their lowest level since the Wisconsin Department of Justice began tracking in 2008. With the state's unemployment rate hovering around a historic low of 2.4%, county jails are struggling to attract new workers. The staffing shortages in some places, like Marathon County, are having them sending inmates to nearby facilities. In other Wisconsin counties, like Brown County, facilities are consolidating from multiple locations to one. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Be careful outside in far eastern Wisconsin. There's an air quality alert in effect along the Lake Michigan shore all the way from Door County to the Illinois line this afternoon. And tonight, it's risky for kids and older adults. It's also bad for people with lung or heart conditions. People who have to work outside should be careful, too. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot will have more coming up in our weather. Experts say about 1,000 wolves in Wisconsin is the right number. The Department of Natural Resources is out with a second draft plan for managing Wisconsin's gray wolf population. The new version was released yesterday. It recommends a statewide population of anywhere from 800 to 1,200 wolves. The DNR's Randy Johnson.
We can't estimate the exact number of wolves in the state. And that's a challenge that's been inherent in wolves as well as wildlife management. I think the better question is, can we make good decisions based on the information we have? And I think we're in a good place there.
Johnson says this draft is the one that the Natural Resources Board will likely consider in October. The season is over for the SS Badger. The historic ferry normally carries travelers across Lake Michigan from Manitowoc until October, but it will take months to fix a ramp system that was damaged 2 weeks ago. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and you're listening to Civic Media News.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Eau Claire Students Transit is facing a shortage of bus drivers for the upcoming school year. The Director of Safety says they need 13 more drivers, which is more than they've been short on in past years. With fewer drivers, routes will be changed and can possibly cause longer wait times and fuller buses for students. The Wisconsin DOT waived certain parts of its testing for bus drivers last year in an effort to increase the number of school bus drivers statewide. However, bus companies and school districts said it hasn't made much of a difference as the shortages continue. A Pepin County man is facing several charges after an investigation led to 87 dogs being taken by authorities due to unsanitary conditions. 67-year-old Bradley Richardson of Arkansas, Wisconsin, was charged after officials found dogs kept in kennels without food or water and that they hadn't been cleaned. Many of the dogs were not kept up with on vaccinations and several needed medical attention. Some of the dogs taken were puppies and there were multiple dogs that were pregnant. Officials also took sales records from the home. The dogs are now with the ASPCA in Ohio. A man is in custody and is accused of attempting to burn down a home in Arcadia and then stealing an ATV. 23-year-old Brandon Cruz was arrested on July 31st after a home was damaged by a fire. Cruz allegedly put something on the home's stove and turned it on and then stole an ATV. Officials said that the homeowners did not know Cruz, who is now being recommended for charges of arson and burglary. A Lafarge woman was hurt after getting pinned between two vehicles Tuesday morning while attempting to jumpstart one of them. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office said the 50-year-old woman was freed and then taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The woman was between the two vehicles when one of them rolled forward. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan asked for the release of security footage at the U.S. Capitol from last week when fellow Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden yelled at Senate pages. Congressional leaders condemned Van Orden's act last week. The footage is being reviewed by U.S. Capitol Security, according to a release from Representative Brian Stile. Van Orden said he won't publicly apologize. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A hot and humid day surges in from a south wind, spiking our temperatures into the upper 80s to low 90s statewide. The only cool spots will be along the beaches of Lake Michigan and Lake Superior, as the water will create some free AC. Keep in mind, it'll be a bit breezy in Milwaukee, with winds up to 20 miles per hour off of the lake. And also, counties near Lake Michigan are under an air quality advisory for ozone, effective now until 11 p.m. tonight. It's expected to reach an unhealthy for sensitive groups level. Otherwise, the rest of the state sits under a mix of sun and clouds today, with the heavy rain staying south into Iowa and Illinois. There are a few chances for rumbles of thunder and heavy downpours that could work their way from the UP south into Door County and the Fox Valley area after 10 p.m. Have a wonderful Wednesday, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Brewers making several trades. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers made a number of trades just before the deadline yesterday. First, a recap of last night's game. The Crew beat the Nationals in Washington. Bryce Terang, Joey Weimer with key hits that sparked a four-run rally in the fourth inning. Then in the bottom of the ninth, the Nationals' Corey Dickerson at bat. Closer Devin Williams on the mound. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Struck him out with a heater. The Brewers snap the four-game losing streak and take down the Nationals 6-4 here in D.C.
Now, before the game, the Brewers acquired more players in last-minute trades, including Arizona lefty Andrew Chafin for right-handed pitcher Peter Strzelecki, who'd been with the Crew 5 years when he played for the Timber Rattlers.
That's the first thing I thought about, was just, you know, having to say goodbye to everybody. And a lot of people through the, you know, the minor leagues and just back at the complex that have helped me so much and helped me get to this point.
They traded Luis Urias to the Red Sox for pitcher Bradley Blaylock. Outfielder Mark Canna joined the Crew after being traded away by the Mets.
Excited to be here, excited for to make a playoff run with this talented group, and it's a lot for me because I've never been traded before, so it's a new experience, and I'm excited for this chapter in my career.
In all, Milwaukee added three more pitchers. Manager Craig Counsell says the bullpen needed some help.
Look, we talked about this when we were, you know, winning games, that we were putting a lot of pressure on those guys to be perfect. And so on nights that they're not, and some balls find grass, they score some runs and it hurts us bad.
Game three to wrap up the series this afternoon. Last night in Chicago, the Cubs clobbered the Reds 20-9. Ben Lively gave up 13 earned runs, including four homers, in just four innings. Cincinnati, though, still a half game ahead of Milwaukee. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers beginning training camp today at UW-Platteville. New head coach Luke Fickell.
It's just there's so many unknowns that is so exciting about what camp is. But boy, I mean, it's starting to get to that point where my wife's even like, you know what? Why don't you guys just go and start? Because you're here, but you're not here.
NFL, the Packers practice in pads. Second year man Zach Tom getting some reps at center. Peyton Manning paid the team a visit. Jordan Love on what he learned from the Hall of Fame quarterback.
It's good communication. He talked about that to the team in the team meeting room. That's one of the biggest things that he felt was what made the Colts so good when he played with them, was just how well they communicated with each other, how well they bonded as a team.
Matt LaFleur remembers going against Peyton Manning and the Colts.
I'll never forget, and I told the team this, in 2008 was the first time I was with the Houston Texans, and we're playing Indy, and we're up 17 late in the fourth quarter, and to watch this guy bring his team back and, of course, beat us in the two-minute drive and score 21 points basically in about a five-minute span. So I'll never forget sitting up in that press box when we're up 27-10, thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to beat the Indianapolis Colts, and only to see it evaporate quickly.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds, maybe a stray storm, and a high near 90. Partly cloudy in mid-60s tonight, mostly sunny in upper 80s tomorrow. We'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds on Friday, couple of storms popping up by the evening, high in the low 80s. It's 82 right now.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For joining us today, this is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I'm William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with Our Wisconsin Revolution, joined by Luke Mathers and Aaron on the board. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good. It's your favorite Wednesday of the week, Will. It's a Wednesday.
That's my third favorite Wednesday of the week, Luke. We have been over this. I feel like every Wednesday we have this conversation.
All right. I think you got to just stick with the alliteration. You got to like the original. I'm doing all right, dude. We got a jam-packed news day here in Wisconsin and around the world. So it's just, you know, we're keeping an eye on the news and we're talking about it here on the Civic Media airwaves.
Mm-hmm. Jam-packed is a bit of an understatement. Aaron, how are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing well, but I have to say, sometimes it's rare, but sometimes the cover is better than the original. And I have to say that Friday is the best Wednesday of the week, even if Wednesday is the original. Like, it's just like Hurt by Nine Inch Nails. You don't know that. You know the one by Johnny Cash. It's a cover, but it's just better.
Amen, Aaron. Amen. I've been saying that to Luke for months, it feels like now. He's very well aware of the order. The reverse order of best Wednesdays of the week, of course, starting with Friday and going all the way back to Monday. But if he wants to play the alliteration card, I'll leave that one to him because I think the audience knows what the really best Wednesday of the week is.
The day that you like to lose most Wisconsin headlines of the week? That day?
No comment. Moving on. So, of course, the big news of the day, Luke.
If you haven't heard yet, we've got some big news going on here in the state of Wisconsin.
If you haven't heard yet, we didn't get a chance necessarily to touch on it yesterday. We were saving, I think, we briefly mentioned it, but we were more so saving it to cover it today. And that's, of course, the changing of the guard with the Wisconsin Supreme Court as Janet Protasiewicz was seated yesterday. Obviously, the race in April, as we have covered in the past, was the most expensive Supreme Court race in United States history, with about $56 million being spent, according to WisPolitics, nearly four times the old record. This race was big. This race was incredibly impactful. And this race ended up being decided by 11 points, which in a truly purple swing state like Wisconsin is a landslide. So my question to the audience today is, what are your expectations, either positive or negative, for the new look Wisconsin Supreme Court? Luke, this race received national attention, significant national attention, and obviously significant financial contributions from people all across the United States. You wouldn't get to $56 million without a lot of investment from all over the country. And it's going to be really, really interesting to see how this goes forward.
844-967-2789. We want to hear your thoughts, your expectations for this court changing from 4-3 conservative majority for the first time in 15 years to a 4-3 progressive / liberal majority. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Because even before the swearing in, Will, there was some news being made by this new majority on the state's highest court. So we're going to get to that. But the big news of the day, less than 24 hours after this majority was established, we've already got a lawsuit coming before the state's highest court challenging the state's legislative maps. So the state legislative maps being challenged by an outfit law forward here in Wisconsin. Pretty interesting to see that there's not any time being wasted. Will, it is interesting to note, less than 24 hours, this lawsuit came. After the results of the April election, there were talks that this would be one of the first lawsuits. It was something that was discussed pretty heavily since April, but now we are seeing it law forward filing a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps here in Wisconsin. We want to hear your thoughts, 844-967-2789. You can share them with us here on Town Call across the Civic Media airwaves.
And that includes if you have no expectations at all, right? We're very curious to hear what you, the people of Wisconsin, think about this race, as it was such an important race. And you noted it, Luke, today, this is coming from the press release from Law Forward. Today, Law Forward, Stafford Rosenbaum, Election Law Clinic at Harvard Law School, Campaign Legal Center, and Arnold and Porter are filing a petition to the Supreme Court of Wisconsin to take jurisdiction of an original action to challenge the gerrymandered state legislative maps. A quote from Jeff Mandel, partner at Stafford Rosenbaum and president of Law Forward, said, "In the past 12 years, one political party captured the legislature and has insulated itself from being answerable to the voters, despite the fact that our legislative branch is meant to be the most directly representative of the people. The gerrymandered maps have divided our communities, preventing fair representation. This has eroded confidence in our political system, suppressed competitive elections, skewed policy outcomes, and undermined democratic representation. We have endured 12 years of rule by right-wing interests, and the voters of Wisconsin deserve fair representation." Luke, there's a conversation we have also had a number of times in the past few weeks. Confidence in our political system, right? Gerrymandered maps would fall directly into that conversation if the voters and the people of Wisconsin don't feel like they are being accurately represented, or their representatives don't accurately reflect their will and what they want to see done at the state level. It shouldn't be surprising that people are losing faith in electoral politics. And this challenge comes less than 24 hours, as you noted, after the new look Supreme Court was seated. And it's the first time since, I believe, 2008 that we will have a liberal majority in the state of Wisconsin. What are your thoughts and or expectations on this new look Supreme Court? Give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789.
Yeah, and we've got another story that broke yesterday before the swearing in of now Justice Janet Protasiewicz. But the story coming out over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Will, and this one talking about before this lawsuit was even filed, the first move that the new 4-3 liberal majority made, or at least signaled they were going to make, when it came to the administrative process for the court system here in Wisconsin. This piece breaking yesterday, but finding out that the head of the Wisconsin court system, Koshnick, director of state courts Randy Koshnick, told WisPolitics that the liberal justice Jill Karofsky has informed him the state Supreme Court will vote today, this being yesterday, from the post after 6 years of the job, to remove him from the post 6 years on the job. Koshnick said Karofsky gave him no reason for the planned move, prompting him to speculate it was politically motivated. So that coming from the individual no longer in that post, but the 4-3 majority taking the move to say, okay, we're going to have a little bit of a changing of the guard. So that was the first action in this 4-3 majority that was taken. If you've got thoughts on that, we want to hear them as well. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call across the Civic Media app, which you can listen to on our app. You can take us with you on the go across the radio network. But you can call, you can text, you can do all of the excellent engagement right from your smartphone. So go over to the App Store, the Google Play Store, download the Civic Media app, give us a call, 844-967-2789. You can also text us right from that app. But Will, it is going to be interesting to see the lawsuit requesting these new maps be redrawn before the 2024 cycle. So not challenging the congressional maps, that those are not in contest here in this lawsuit. It is specifically the state assembly, state senate maps that were redrawn after the 2020 census and asking for that redraw to take place before the 2024 cycle, which is going to be underway pretty soon. We're already talking about the presidential aspect. There's going to be local leaders that are trying to find out what districts they're in, possibly if they're going to continue to be in the same districts, or depending on the outcome of this lawsuit, if there will be new maps drawn between now and, what are we at, 16 months from now? That's a pretty short period of time.
Don't remind me. Election season is never ending in the state of Wisconsin. Well, and that's not even, remember that we have a presidential debate being hosted by the city of Milwaukee, the very first of the 2024 cycle at the end of August. So that's what, 3 weeks away now? And this is coming up, and this is coming up very, very quickly. One thing I do want to note in regards to the Randy Koshnick article that we were discussing, he has held the position since 2017 when he was appointed by the outgoing conservative majority. And he immediately went to conservative pundits and radio hosts to let them know of the firing, which was the first report of this occurring. I want to note, however, that the new liberal majority is expected on Tuesday to name Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Audrey. I apologize for this judge because I'm not going to be able to pronounce this correctly. Squarowski. My apologies, Judge Audrey. as Koshnick's replacement on an interim basis, according to two sources with knowledge of the justice's plans, she will take a leave of absence from her Milwaukee County judicial post, but she was appointed to her seat in 2018 by former Republican Governor Scott Walker and previously worked as an assistant attorney general for former Republican attorneys general Brad Schimmel and J.B. Van Hollen, as well as being a prosecutor in the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office before that. And Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Kingsland Ziegler, who is a conservative, is expected to retain her post as head of the court. So I think Randy Koshnick coming out and, you know, accusing the new Supreme Court of playing politics or making this decision based purely on politics, I think it's kind of hard to make that point when your replacement is someone of the same ideological position who was appointed by the previous Republican governor and someone who had worked for Republican attorneys general. Perhaps this individual needs to instead look in a mirror or reflect on the job they have done as an individual instead of immediately, you know, claiming political bias, witch hunt, or whatever else may have been the case. That seems to be kind of popular now, Luke, in national circles, at least, that if you are removed from a post or if you lose an election, it wasn't because of you, the candidate. It was because of nefarious actors behind the scenes or people playing politics with your life or whatever.
I have a feeling we're going to learn a little bit more about that first decision by the state Supreme Court. But for the time being, we know what we know. We know that he believes that it was politically motivated. And we know that, yes, the first outlets that he went to were conservative talk radio and getting his story out there. So it will be interesting to continue to keep an eye on the developments surrounding that, the new head of the court system. We're going to also continue to have a conversation about these lawsuits coming before the state's highest court, specifically in regards to the gerrymandering maps here in Wisconsin, according to Law Forward, filing a lawsuit looking to toss out the maps ahead of next year's 2024 presidential and fall elections. We want to hear your thoughts. We see you on the phone lines. We're going to get to those when we return. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call across the Civic Media Network.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Breaking news from Pittsburgh, where a jury has just recommended the death penalty for the man who killed 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018. Robert Bowers carried out the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history when he stormed that synagogue and opened fire, killing members of three congregations. KDKA TV reporter Megan Schiller.
They find that the factor has been proven beyond a reasonable doubt with regard to all of the capital counts. The number one under the aggravating factor says that Robert Bowers caused injury, harm, and loss to the victims named in each capital count, as well as the family members, the friends, and even the co-workers of those victims.
This is the same federal jury that convicted Bowers in June on 63 criminal counts. The jury had to be unanimous in order to impose the death sentence. A judge will formally impose it. CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A Pepin County man is facing several charges after an investigation led to 87 dogs being taken by authorities due to unsanitary conditions. 67-year-old Bradley Richardson of Arkansas was charged after officials found dogs kept in kennels without food or water and that hadn't been cleaned. Many of the dogs were not kept up on vaccinations and several needed medical attention. Some of the dogs taken were puppies and there were multiple dogs that were pregnant. Officials also took sales records from the home. The dogs are now with the ASPCA in Ohio. The DNR revised its wolf management plan Tuesday and is recommending keeping Wisconsin's gray wolf population at about 1,000 wolves, which is about triple the old plan set nearly 25 years ago that called for a cap of 350. Gray wolves are a federally endangered species in Wisconsin. In 2021, the state held a wolf hunt, with hunters nearly doubling the statewide quota for wolves in just 4 days. The DNR policy board is expected to take up the recommendation in October.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors.
We bleed green and gold. And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Where to be going? Where do we go? From here, throw up the mat. Don't look back.
Welcome, one. Welcome, all. Welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. We are talking the new look Wisconsin Supreme Court, and we're going to get to the phone lines in 1 second. Luke, I just want to comment one more point from the JS Online article we were discussing, and that is previous courts in the very recent past have utilized their power to make dramatic changes. This is not new. The best example is in 2015 when the conservative majority ousted longtime Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson after voters approved changing how the head of the court is selected. Four justices on the seven-member court then voted to put Patience Rogensack in charge just hours after state election officials certified the April 7th, 2015 referendum. This allowed court members to choose the Chief Justice, while the previous 126 years, the state constitution had the most senior member of the court serve as Chief Justice. Of course, Justice Rogensack left the court Tuesday, for which is the opening seat that Janet Protasiewicz was then sworn into. So we're now going to go to the phone lines. I want to know your thoughts, people of Wisconsin. What are your expectations, positive or negative, for the new look Wisconsin Supreme Court? We got Tom from Glendale on the line first. Tom, what are your expectations?
Well, I'm hopeful that we're going to, you know, get fair maps, hopefully soon. And, you know, the reason why it affected me quite a bit is, I'm not sure if you're aware, but they must have known, you know, talk about being political. They must have known that Alberta Darling was, you know, going to retire, and they redrew the map for that state Senate position to, you know, carve out Glendale from that area. And if you know anything about Glendale, you know, we're the last election, I think about, you know, 80% were liberal votes from there. Okay. So, I mean, if those maps would have stayed the way they were, you know, Habish would have wiped them out, would have wiped out Canodal. So I'm really hoping that this gets rectified quickly.
What assembly district are you in, Tom, if you don't mind me asking? Because that's my neck of the woods as well.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel dumb not knowing that, but off the top of my head, but, yeah, I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Gotcha. Yeah. So the 8th Senate district is comprised of the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th Assembly districts. The 24th Assembly district is actually my Assembly district, which was where Dan Canodal was our Assembly rep before running for Senate, and then obviously won that seat. But that was an incredibly close election, as we've covered in the past, Tom. It was a +9 district, and it ended up the race ended up being decided by about 1.8 points or 1,296 votes, I believe. So yes, these maps make a massive difference, and these maps will directly impact who is or is not elected from these districts.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I'm hopeful that this will change. Got to be positive.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for the call, Tom. And I agree. I mean, I agree. These maps are going to change virtually everything going forward. We got Andrea on the line from Menominee Falls as well. Andrea, what are your expectations, positive or negative, for the new look Wisconsin Supreme Court?
My main thing is I want to see the abortion laws be clarified. I want to see so many changes to that. I mean, I know that's totally a blanket statement, but that is like the most burning issue in my mind that I'm thinking about.
Do you think that directly led to the turnout and the results that we saw in April as well? +11 for Wisconsin is a stunning landslide.
Yeah, definitely think that the more extreme that the GOP gets, you know, closing down libraries, killing women, basically, I think that it draws people further and further away from those ultra right wing ideologies. And I definitely think that's part of the reason that we were so lucky to get Janet.
And so you believe, though, that's the top priority for you, Andrea, is the clarification surrounding the state's status of abortion as healthcare, now that the Supreme Court overruled the Roe v. Wade decision last summer. Do you have any other thoughts on the lawsuit that was filed today surrounding fair maps?
Well, all I can say about that is I'm really looking forward to see what happens with that. I think that Wisconsin is one of the most gerrymandered states, is what I was reading this morning. So I'm super eager to see what we can do with that and hopefully either get things back to where they were pre-gerrymandered or at least do some evaluation to see where the true gerrymandering affects the state. Because I know it's pretty, I don't know a ton about it, but I do know what I've read is that we are one of the most gerrymandered states.
Yeah, the Wisconsin gerrymander is aggressive, one of the worst in the country. According to the Election Law Clinic at Harvard Law, Director Ruth Greenwood, quote, "The extreme partisan gerrymander in Wisconsin hurts its voters and is unconstitutional. No voter should be favored or disfavored based on their political viewpoints. We look forward to litigating this case in favor of fairer maps and equal representation for all Wisconsinites." Again, that's not a Wisconsin-based organization. That's the Election Law Clinic at Harvard Law School, right? They study specifically the impact of maps on electoral bases and have determined, like you said, Andrea, that Wisconsin's is one of the worst in the nation.
Appreciate the phone call, Andrea. You can be like Andrea, 844-967-2789, talking about your expectations for the new Supreme Court here in Wisconsin. Justice Janet Protasiewicz was being sworn in yesterday afternoon, and already a lawsuit being brought before the state's highest court for challenging the state's legislative maps. It is going to be interesting to note, though, there is already lawsuits going through the state court system, I believe currently in Dane County Court, challenging the state's 1849 abortion law. So there will be something to watch there as well. That one already going through the state courts, not going directly to the Supreme Court, but it will be interesting to see what happens with that as well. Something to keep an eye on. And it is interesting, as you've noted, Will, the timing. This isn't the first time there's been a pretty quick reaction from changes made at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. But even though it's not necessarily historic timing, you've got some people commenting and questioning on the timing. This is J.R. Ross reporting over at For Wisp Politics on comments by the Senate Majority Leader, Devin Lemahieu, questioning the timing of the redistricting lawsuit. This is a quote from the Senate Majority Leader. "It's clear that liberal interest groups are coming to collect from Justice Protasiewicz after her campaign broke judicial code to earn their financial support earlier this year." So that is what the Senate Majority Leader is saying about the timing surrounding this. Interesting to note, though, that there was a change in who got to be the Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And when that change happened, I don't recall anybody on the more conservative.
It was never a big deal.
Removing the Chief Justice title from the longest serving justice, who was then a liberal leaning justice, and making it a majority vote, changing that process, that wasn't politically motivated. This is the first time politics ever injected in the court. That's what I'm hearing from a lot of people that are complaining about the changes. We want to hear your thoughts, though. 844-967-2789. We're talking Wisconsin Supreme Court. You can share your thoughts with us here on Town Call. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter.
And we're going to go back to the phone lines. We got Mark from Prairie du Sac on. Mark, what are your expectations, positive or negative, for the new look Wisconsin Supreme Court?
I sure hope the court now does actually go and be in conformity with the Wisconsin Constitution, which requires the districts to be both contiguous and compact, which they certainly are not at this point in time. It's particularly rich that LeMahieu was whining about it's not going to be political, it's not going to be political, it's not going to be political. What has our Supreme Court been in the last 10 years, at least, except for being political? I mean, the fact of the matter is they bailed Scott Walker's sorry ass out of the fact that he actually had violated state law with complete contempt for the law, and they said, well, this law is unconstitutional. We decided no, even though in the past it had been decided constitutional. And now it's coordination, you know, through and through. Kind of some of the laxest coordination laws and campaign laws in the country now. Wisconsin used to be a tight ship when it came to that. So, I mean, LeMahieu can whine all he wants, and it's about time we're going to get some actual justice in the state rather than the gerrymandered situation that we had, because it is just, it's about time. I mean, I just noticed that none of these guys really, I don't know, it's just particularly rich that the Republicans now are screaming about, it's just so bad that politics have gotten involved in this. What did you expect when we've had nothing but, since 2011, we've had nothing but right-wing extremism in our politics in this state at a statewide level. And the first thing that Scotty Walker did when he lost, he signed off on a bill that disempowered the governor and the attorney general of the state. Well, screw him.
Well, we appreciate that phone call, Mark. You can be like Mark. Share your thoughts with us. 844-967-2789. Mark's not the only one with some thoughts. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu is not the only one as well. We've also got a statement out from Governor Tony Evers after the filing this afternoon, or earlier this morning. It throws me off now. No, typically, I'm used to joining on the air at 2, and so it is everything's usually the afternoon when it breaks right before the show. But now, when it breaks right before the show, it's morning. So I'm still getting used to that part. But this is the statement out from Democratic Governor Tony Evers. For years, members of the Wisconsin State Legislature have consistently ignored the will of the people, and they've been able to do so comfortably and without facing any real accountability because they have gerrymandered themselves into safe, partisan districts. It's time for that to change. Today's filing is great news for our democracy and for the people of our state whose demands for fair maps and a nonpartisan redistricting process have gone repeatedly ignored by their legislators for years. The people of Wisconsin deserve fair maps and a legislature that listens, and this lawsuit brings us one step closer to ensuring Wisconsinites' voices are heard. And so that is the statement from Democratic Governor Tony Evers. It will be interesting to see if the maps get thrown out, because that's all. This is simply the start of a process to hear legal arguments surrounding this case. Will, it does not guarantee that there are this is going to be thrown out. It is going to go through the process now. This is a lawsuit. It is going to go before the state's highest court. The legal process surrounding it will go forward. But figuring out if these maps do get tossed, what comes after them will be interesting. And so who gets to determine that next map drawing process is going to be an interesting one. The previous state Supreme Court went through and created a criteria all its own. Throughout the after the 2020 census numbers came in 2021, they decided they were going to adopt a theory of maps of least change, which essentially said that there was only going to be so many changes away from the 2011 maps, which were, as Harvard, the clinic at Harvard has pointed out, some of the most gerrymandered in the nation. And so even though there was very few changes from the map making process this last go around, it was off of a core set of maps that were, according to scholars, very gerrymandered. So it will be interesting to see if there's going to be a gerrymandered backwards, if there's just going to be a complete 180 about face, and all of a sudden there is a different gerrymander, or, as the governor points out, who is of the other political persuasion, a Democratic governor, whether or not there's going to be fair maps pushed by this governor. And so it will be interesting to see the process that goes around if these maps are to be thrown out. Who is going to be determining the process that will replace these maps? We want to hear your reactions for this new look Supreme Court. 844-967-2789. You can share those thoughts, either positive or negative. We want to hear them here on Town Call. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. We're going to continue the conversation when we return.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds, maybe a stray storm, and a high near 90. Partly cloudy in mid-60s tonight, mostly sunny in upper 80s tomorrow. We'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds on Friday, couple of storms popping up by the evening, high in the low 80s. It's 82 right now.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text if that's easier. 844-967-2789. We're talking the new look Wisconsin Supreme Court. And I want to know what your expectations are, either positive or negative. Is there something that you expect to see from the court? Or are you afraid of where the new look court might be heading? Give us a call and let us know. Luke, we were talking before the break about the current maps and how scholars have noted that they are some of, if not the most gerrymandered in the entire country. And one thing I want to note is a December analysis by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that noted the current maps, as in the maps that we are on right now, the 2022 maps or 2023 maps, excuse me, tilt heavily in Republicans' favor with 63 of the 99 assembly seats and 23 of the 33 Senate seats leaning toward the GOP. Of course, this is interesting to note in a state like Wisconsin, where we did have a number of recent statewide elections that garnered pretty significant interest and had pretty high turnout, the Supreme Court being the most obvious one, that ended up going plus 11 for the liberal candidate. Democratic Governor Tony Evers won re-election by, I believe, 6 points in November as well.
No,
less than 6 points.
No.
Shaking your head at me. I thought it was 53-47.
No, it was a 3 point. It was like a 3.7% margin, I believe. It was not a 6 point margin. I can tell you that. But it was what some individuals refer to as a Wisconsin landslide. It was maybe six times his previous margin for victory in 2018. But I do not believe it was a 6 point margin between incumbent Governor Tony Evers and Republican challenger Tim Michaels.
I'll get those numbers in a sec. You keep going.
That's fine. But
You're right. It was 51.2, 47.8.
So was it 3.7? Was that? Okay.
I said you're right.
Okay. It's all good.
I led with that. I led with you're right. Yeah. I don't know why I was thinking 53-47, but you're correct. 51.2, 47.8, 1.358 million to 1.268 million. Though again, in Wisconsin, that's a pretty significant margin. Some labeled it a Wisconsin landslide, though it's hard to use the term landslide now post the Supreme Court race. Because what do you call an 11-point victory then if the Evers race was a landslide?
Yeah, that is an excellent question. But as I was alluding to, the maps that did change, the current maps that changed the least because of the former Supreme Court's decision to go with a criteria that they created through the map-making process. It was not a standard that was previously set. It was something the 4-3 conservative majority took up in 2021 to determine how it was going to arbitrate the vetoed maps, because the legislature passed a version of the maps. They then go to the governor for a sign-off. Evers vetoed them. And then the state Supreme Court was the arbiter between both sides. They created this criteria, the maps of least change. But reading from this piece over at the AP, the Associated Press, written up by Scott Bauer, in a sign of how much the 2011 maps, the maps that then were based off of for the 2022 maps, in a sign of how much the 2021 maps entrenched Republican power in the legislature. Democrats won every statewide race in 2018 and 53% of the statewide legislative vote, and yet Democrats won just 36 of the state's 99 assembly districts.
There's that 53 I was looking for.
There you go.
I knew it was there somewhere.
It pops up somewhere. There you go. But that is the core of that. What these new maps that are now being challenged, the maps that we've had one cycle through, 2022 was the first legislative cycle that there was these new maps for. Now the lawsuit with these organizations suing here in Wisconsin today, asking to have those maps tossed before 2024. It's going to be interesting to see the timeline and the process that will go into this lawsuit, Will. It is going to be absolutely something you want to keep an eye on. You're going to want to stay tuned to Town Call every Monday through Friday. You can also check out all the podcast versions of the show by heading over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. You can also find the podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. There's different woven in aspects, Will, of all of these different things that are going to come before this new look Supreme Court. There's going to be an abortion lawsuit. This one filed today surrounding gerrymandering. We had a few weeks back now a lawsuit that's going to be making its way through the state courts regarding absentee ballot processes here in the state of Wisconsin. And on top of it all, with the national news that's going on with the former president, Donald Trump, being indicted with four counts yesterday in D.C. court surrounding the fraudulent elector scheme, the Wisconsin fraudulent electors are at the center of that legal battle as well. And we have a civil lawsuit going before the state courts right now that might ultimately make its way to the state Supreme Court, trying to hold fraudulent electors accountable for, not criminally, but for civil penalties when it comes to saying that you were a duly elected elector when you weren't. And so that may be an additional case, Will, that gets brought before this new Supreme Court. And it's going to be interesting to keep an eye on it all.
Mm-hmm. And we covered on the show in the past, Luke, that last month, Michigan became the first state to charge the Trump electors. A trial in a Wisconsin lawsuit over the actions of the 10 Republicans who posed as electors for Trump is slated to take place just weeks before the 2024 presidential election. And JS Online actually has a piece specifically noting that Wisconsin fake elector scheme is at the center of the Donald Trump indictment. Former President Donald Trump, who was accused by a federal grand jury of organizing a conspiracy to steal the 2020 election. In the indictment listed four counts against Trump: conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. So this is going to come to a head in the very near future. Again, Luke, and Wisconsin might once again be at the center of the political world.
Yeah. Well, we find ourselves there, Will. Consistently, time and time again, Wisconsin sees itself
little the old center Wisconsin
of the political universe. And so it is just all the more reason why you got to stay tuned to your local civic media programming. You don't want to miss a thing. You got the top of the hour noon news, then following Town Call. Coming up after us, the Todd Alba Show. And so just continuing on, you got excellent local programming to stay tuned throughout the entire weekday here on Civic Media. Again, you can download the Civic Media app and take us with you on the go. We know there's a lot of movement going around this summer, but think of all this news that you might miss if you don't have the Civic Media app with you, Will. So download the app wherever apps are downloaded. We're going to have another edition of Office Hours coming up tomorrow, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that as well. Looking forward to Professor John Shelton joining us on a Thursday afternoon tomorrow. Folks, this has been Town Call. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Stay tuned tomorrow for our Office Hours edition. But this is going to be interesting. Keep an eye on the new state Supreme Court. What's going to come
next,
Will?
There's nothing like civic media on a Wednesday, Luke, regardless of what Wednesday it is throughout the course of the week. Thanks for joining us today, everybody.
We'll be back at 12:15 tomorrow. Talk to y'all then.
Take it easy, party people.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.